Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, farmers who are already dealing with biosecurity issues are concerned that a suspected blue tongue outbreak in Bangor, County Down, could lead to a bigger issue next spring if not dealt with now. Two suspected cases have been reported near Bangor, leading to a livestock movement ban that has been introduced within a 20-kilometre radius. I'm joined now by Dr. John Donlan, lecturer in veterinary medicine at the Atlantic Technological University in Letterkenny, and also by Gerry O'Reilly, who's a dairy farmer in Shercock and chair of Cavan ICMSA. Dr. John Donlan, to you first. Can you first tell us what blue tongue is?
Yeah, so blue tongue is a virus. It's transmitted. It's transmitted only between animals, so it's not a public health worry for us humans, thankfully. But it's transmitted primarily by biting midges. So those little guys that you that bite you during the summer, they actually spread this virus. And I suppose it primarily affects cattle and sheep, but it can also affect deer, alpacas, goats, those sorts of animals as well. And it's what we call a notifiable disease. So it's a disease that is, there's laws around its control and its surveillance as well.
And what are the symptoms of it if cattle are infected?
So the name blue tongue comes from, I suppose, sheep are the animals that get affected by it the most or show the most clinical signs. But in recent times, cattle also have newer strains have started to infect cattle. Primarily, the really classic signs are a big swollen tongue and it's almost blue because it's so cyanotic. The more general signs for farmers to watch out for are maybe in their dairy cows, it might be a drop in milk. In their other animals, they might not be eating as much, so they might have a lack of appetite, they'll have fever, they might have runny noses. And then it also kind of shares some clinical signs with foot and mouth, so there can be lesions on the feet and the other and in the mouth as well. So, you know, reddening and discharge and those sorts of things.
And is it, I mean, if it's primarily spread by midges biting animals, mm-hmm. is it a strange time of year for it to be spreading then?
So it certainly is right at the end of when you would expect it to spread, because I suppose we say April to November is the time period when we say the blue tongue kind of season is. So right at the end there, and I suppose the disease replicates in the midges itself between 12 and 15 degrees Celsius. That's when the virus is actually able to replicate in the midges. So we are definitely right at the end of when you would expect it to be. In fact, it is a bit unusual, that would be fair to say.
And I know you were in Belgium recently, John, and there's been quite a big loss of animals there due to this.
Yeah. So I was over visiting some colleagues and I got speaking to some farmers. And so Belgium and the Netherlands and France, they were the places that were first really affected in 2023 and 2024. And in those countries, some farms had quite a significant increase in the mortality of animals there. And along with that, those farmers, a lot of animals might have, lost their pregnancies or not gone back in calf, which, you know, will have a knock-on effect on the ability of those farms to make money, to make a livelihood for themselves. So, you know, a lot of those farmers were under pressure because of the outbreak of blue tongue.
So what can the department and indeed individual farmers do here now to prevent a serious outbreak?
So I suppose, I think the main tool that has been used in Europe to control this disease so far has been vaccination. So there are several vaccines that have had authorization by the EMA that our colleagues in Belgium and the Netherlands have used. Those are currently not available in Ireland, and that will be a decision that the Department of Agriculture has to make to allow farmers to be able to purchase them. So our farmers can't go out and buy those vaccines and start vaccinating today. That will be a decision that has to be made by the Department of Agriculture to allow that to occur. I suppose farmers themselves, what can they do right now? They can keep a really close eye on their animals, look out for those signs. If they see anything out of the ordinary, ring the Department of Agriculture, tell them what they see. And, you know, vets as well will be out, and vets will be, you know, keeping an eye out for those signs as well. And I suppose animal movements is one of the big things that, you know, allows disease to spread. So, you know, where possible, avoiding animal movements would be useful.
Okay. Okay, John, many thanks for that. I want to bring in Jerry now. Jerry, good afternoon.
Good evening, Katie.
Good evening to you. I know you've been hit with TB already, Jerry. Are you worried about this now?
Absolutely, Katie. Yeah, this is a concerning matter now for farms in all over the island of Ireland. It's the last thing we really needed, given that we're already battling with other diseases such as TB. Hopefully, you know, we have to be kind of positive too. There's no risk to human health, and I'd just like to actually extend my best wishes to the farmers involved in Northern Ireland, because no farmer wakes up in the morning and expects to be dealing with something like this on his farm, his or her farm. So I think it's important to be positive given the time of the year, and, you know, hopefully we can be guarded against it and prevent it. The status, keep our status, our blue tongue free status would be important for Irish farmers, I think.
Yeah, well, that's the point, isn't it? That we have, as of now, a blue tongue free status, and that's a premium status for Ireland.
Absolutely. It'd be worth an awful lot to our beef exports currently, and like we're riding the crest of a wave currently on beef prices. It's been 20 years coming, and it's great to see it for farmers who are selling beef. So I think anything that can be done now at this stage to protect that would be very important for farming in the next couple of years, you know.
And in terms of, if it does get into your herd, Jerry, what's the consequences of that? Do the animals have to be destroyed?
Yeah, that'd be my understanding, Katie, like that any animals tested and show positive for blue tongue virus would be slaughtered. I'm not entirely sure whether entire herds would need to be slaughtered or not. I suppose those type of things would become clear from the Department of Agriculture if and when that scenario arises.
And I suppose it's important to say we have two suspected cases. They're in Northern Ireland, not in on this side of the border yet. But it's close enough to you up there on the border counties.
Well, like, you know, it brings me back to the time of foot and mouth. And I was only a very young farmer during the years of foot and mouth. I was only coming out of ag college. You know, livestock that are farmed on the border, like, they don't know exactly where the border lies. Some farms are straddling the border, and certainly the midges flying through the sky, the border will mean nothing to them.
Indeed, indeed. So you have to be vigilant at all times.
And yeah, I think Katie, vigilance is key in all of this. I think all animal livestock owners at the moment now just need to be highly vigilant. And if there's anything suspicious, I think don't be afraid to report it.
Dr. John Donlan there saying that vaccines in mainland Europe, vaccines are the big protector for herds there, and those vaccines are not available here yet.
Yeah, well, to be honest, you know, another vaccine for another disease is certainly a last resort. So it's not something I'd be looking for at this moment in time, to be honest, unless veterinary advice says otherwise. But certainly at the moment, I don't think it's something that we should be looking for just at this moment in time. I think it's at the moment it's probably a day by day thing, and we take it day by day and week by week. And if and when things change, then we'll adapt our procedures to deal with that.
And just to repeat, for farmers out there who might be worried, who mightn't be entirely sure, what precautions can you take?
Well, I think it's critical that we limit to an absolute minimum any import of cattle from anywhere in the UK. Likewise, semen and embryos and those type of products. And I think be vigilant with all your livestock currently, even livestock that are being kept sort of as companions, maybe more than for everyday farming. I think it's important that all livestock are studied well every day, and if there's any suspicious anything suspect, you know, that it's reported. And I think that'll serve us well. Hopefully the weather will play its part, and please God we can have a positive outcome.
Indeed. Gerry O'Reilly, Gerry O'Reilly there, Chair of CAVIN ICMSA. And before that, Dr. John Donlan from the Atlantic Technological University in Letterkenny. Many thanks to both of you for that.